Okay, everyone, welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. So I'm here with my fiance. It's very early in the late night, almost the next day. So I had to wake her up for this one because, oh God, you know. So Rebel HQ put up a video, first part of the video that I'm going to focus on because it deals with Mayor Eric Adams,
first
New York
of
Mayor
all,
Eric
all
Adams.
It was him complaining about how the fucking youth is worthless.
Yeah.
Basically.
And if you know about Eric Adams, he's the type of person who's the type of preacher type individual.
Basically, he complained that TikTok is ruining the kids going to the bodega to get marijuana that might be laced with the fentanyl.
Yeah.
He blamed all that crap.
Blaming shit on stuff that
basically
he can do.
He blaming stuff that doesn't have power to have power over anything.
Anybody,
he blaming stuff that is inanimate things like TikTok. And yes, you can the weed and stuff, okay.
Yeah.
But you know what you can do with that. Going to the bodega to buy it before they go to school, you know what you can do with that.
Yeah.
Talk about kids being depressed. Yeah, you know why kids are fucking depressed? Because they gotta go through mass shooting drills every fucking week.
Exactly.
They gotta see that, turn on the TV and see motherfucking people that's their age getting killed.
By the way,
it's at the place that they supposed to go every day. You have one.
By the way, I did a previous podcast already on the mass shooting that happened in Texas. By the way,
and you wonder why kids?
Yeah, depressed. Saturday. It was Saturday.
They depressed because whenever they turn on the TV, it's a mass shooting in a school.
In the school, in the mall.
So everywhere they can go.
Yeah, in school, in the mall, in the church. I'm trying to figure out where am I safe at? Nowhere in America. You might as well get the fuck up out of here.
The kids are depressed because I ain't got nothing to do. You took away all the outlets that I have. Then when I finally found an outlet, you say that's fucking evil and bad.
Yeah, you demonize every outlet that I have. So the only outlets I have available are the ones that you don't want me to take. Right. Let me play the video so you guys can hear it.
No, wait a minute. So, you talking about kids are depressed. No shit, the adults are depressed. We all are fucking depressed. I'm depressed. I'm depressed every damn day I get up and turn on the TV and I'm here. There's a fucking mass shooting here.
Yeah.
There's a fucking mass shooting there. And I'm depressed that it costs $60 million to live in a one-bedroom apartment.
Yo, you gotta be Jeff Bezos in order to live in a one-bedroom apartment.
Shit, I'm
I gotta be Jeff Bezos in order to live in a one-bedroom apartment here in America.
I'm depressed too. Shit, I need some. I need to go to the bodega and get me some weed.
Right.
Shit, and like the man said on the exit show, not all these kids are not going to the fucking bodega to get the weed. Okay, not everybody go.
And everyone's
smoking the weed. And you got a few idiots that did a challenge on TikTok and hurt themselves.
They,
you know. Let me not say idiots.
No, you can call them idiots.
No,
they did idiotic things.
You got unfortunately, it was a young boy. I don't know what the challenge was that burnt himself.
He gonna talk about that.
But you got. But your people forget in every generation, everything.
By the way, we did dumb shit too.
Yeah, it was.
Let's not lie about it.
I was gonna say it's every generation. They had
challenges. His generation did dumb shit.
It's just the book. Not that I know what they, you know what I mean, but they.
But we all know.
When I was a kid, it was.
Ask your damn parent. What dumb shit y'all
used to do? When I was a kid, it was doing the choking yourself and.
Yup. We all did dumb shit.
It was just stupid.
My generation was. We used to inhale.
The paint.
Not just that, but soda bottles.
Yeah, inhale the paint.
Inhale the soda bottles. You start to feel like you're suffocating.
Yeah, it was.
Because you'll take the. So you can try to crush the soda bottles. You did dumb shit like that.
Just like
and you crate. Feel like your ass suffocating like crazy.
In my generation, that crate challenge, we did that. But you stack that. Up the crates and see how it felt, how far I.
You might say the crate challenges.
That ain't new. That is old.
That's old. I guarantee that. But let me go ahead and play the video so they can hear it.
How are the children? And don't answer to your neighbor. Just think in your mind, how are the children? Suicide rates among children have increased to an epic proportion.
Why?
Because they are depressed more at 9 and 10 year olds. Our babies are saying, I'm feeling depressed.
Hi, it's Alonzo Bowden with another Rebel HQTYP video. Imagine running a city and blaming the problems at school on cannabis and fentanyl as if you didn't run the city and the schools in the city. You don't have to imagine it. Eric Adams is doing it right here.
So, they start that day. Going to the corner bodega buying cannabis and fentanyl and sit in the classroom and try to learn. They look at TikTok that's teaching them how to steal cars.
Stop.
Can't make it a minute in. This dude.
Stop. First of all, let's not do that.
You see.
Again, this go back to what we are saying again. Not every child is going to the bodega. Now every child is going
how
to
many,
the, first of all, let's take it out of New York. Let's take it out of New York because everybody might not know what a bodega is. Not every child is going to the corner drug boy. Not every child is going to their parents' cabinet and stealing their pills.
How many kids got money like that to be going to the bodega?
Let's just take it out of New York. Not every kid going to the corner man. Not every kid is going
because
to the...
Because that's in New York and California and stuff like that where you got real money at. So, yeah, you're right.
Not every kid is going to their parents' closet to get their pills. Let's keep it 100.
Yeah.
Because you got them oxycodone,
Oxycodone,
You know...
Try me.
You know... Not every kid's stealing those pills, okay?
Yeah,
not every kid... And, you know, so let's not do that.
And you wonder why your first
thing you said was kids depressed. Kids are depressed. Everyone is depressed.
Why would the kids be depressed? Maybe because their parents are depressed. Why would the parents be depressed? Maybe because they can't afford a basic living. Definitely in New York. You know, this one bedroom apartment will be at least $200,000 for real. And I'm talking for real talk. What we have here is the lap of luxury in New York because my bathroom will be your damn whole goddamn apartment and that will be $100,000 on the real tip $12, $13 a month.
You want to know, you saw the kids are depressed at 9. You know why, like I said when we first started, you're depressed because they turn on the news, they're hearing about people their age getting killed by people their age
and younger being murdered. And what do the people in charge do? Let's just pray and God will answer our prayers. He tells you what to do.
Then you got
get some work going.
Then you got the kids. Then you not only they got to live through worrying about getting killed at school and everywhere else they get to have fun at.
Yup, can't go to the mall, can't go to church. You know,
they getting the,
can't go to stores,
like
can't go to grocery stores.
You know, then you gotta worry about mom and dad. They stressed out because of the bills.
Oh, here's another one. How about, you know, maybe they seeing how trans people are being treated. Some of them may think they're maybe believing that they are in the wrong body, you know, gender dysphoria. But you see how they treat people like that. Oh, man. Hating on them completely.
So
trying to ban them out of existence.
So
I wonder why you'll be depressed.
They got this. You got to think about it. This generation seeing a man get killed on national TV.
Yep. Jordan, Neely?
George Floyd.
George Floyd? Oh, George Floyd, yeah, he got straight up murdered
on national TV
by police. The good guys.
So you imagine...
Ahmaud Arbery hunted down and
these are the headlines that kids are hearing every fucking day.
Jordan Neely just got L'd out to death. Oh yeah, by the way, did I mention, fail to mention, in every one of those three cases, they tried to let the murderer go free.
This is these are the headlines that the kids are hearing every day.
Did you ever think that you will grow up and hear a news report of the coroner saying that a person, that the cause of death of this person was a homicide, but there were no charges? They growing up with that.
What else?
I never heard that. That line never came out ever in the news, period, in the 90s. Period.
And what was the next line he said? What was the next line you said, man?
I think you probably...
About TikTok.
Probably blame TikTok.
Oh, hell.
They always blame social media.
Can we... Fuck. That's the oldest...
It was... It was...
From our generation, it was the TV. It was the video game.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to say, this is literally go back to the video game ones, right?
Let's go back to the kids.
Yeah, I'm gonna say his time period. It was rock and roll. It was that Elvis Presley.
So can we find a different excuse than the music, the TV, the games. So now it's social media. Can we find some other excuse?
They blamed all the shootings on Grand Theft Auto. Oh my God! Look, it's literally.
Can we please find another excuse?
And music, TV,
and only
media. Now,
yes, it's wrong for TikTok and all these other.
They had those type of challenges and things.
Had like, videos on there where people was telling people steal people's cars as a challenge and all this extra other dumb shit.
That's when it comes to
a motherfucking. Parent,
exactly.
Is watching and doing
exactly,
or and planning to do because it's, trust and believe,
his job
No, we ain't even get on him yet. As a parent, it's our job to know what our children are watching, doing.
Oh yeah.
And if you think your child is watching those type of videos, is just have the conversation. Are you seeing any of these types of videos? Tell me the goddamn truth.
Go on that phone. Look on that phone. Trust me.
It's called having serious dialogues with your children as parents.
It's okay for them to be on TikTok because I want you to
be involved. Move on to your next point that we
Young boy was burned 85% of his body because he did a TikTok challenge. The same TikTok that our children are seeing here in America, you cannot see it in China. That is true.
Because they banned it, but don't forget. But it's a reason that it's banned. I know the reason why
it's banned. It is banned because China don't want no outside influences with their children. If you want to be like China, where it's all is a hive mindset. Yes.
Exactly. Wait, I thought we were supposed to be against that C word called communism.
So yes, socialism. Yes.
We're supposed to be a capitalist
so,
state.
Yes.
So you want us to be like China, the commies now?
So
we can do communist stuff now?
So yes. China, yes, that is so
true. They blocked it.
They have very restricted. They got restrictions on all the stuff that children and... They got restrictions on you.
Because of... in China, guess what you don't see over there in China? The thing that Disney keeps blocking out of their movies and TV shows, right? What's that one thing? LGBTQ. They don't want that shit there. And TikTok, thanks to the United States, is being flooded with that shit.
No, it's not even that. The reason that China banned TikTok is because you have dumbass challenges like that.
I was about to say.
That's the reason.
They banned it because you have dumbass challenges happening where people get hurt. They don't like the LGBTQ shit.
Then you got people talking about.
And you got
alternate
realities and things like that. They see it as more of a problem that they can't control. That they don't want their money control.
They don't want to put it out
there.
They can,
but they don't want to do.
Versus, like you just said, like because they don't want to sit there and blame it all on the media. So
they don't blame shit because they. Communists, they're not going to blame
so
anyone
they,
shit. They're
so
going to do
they
action.
They nipped it in the bud before it even started.
Dip, but don't forget, hope to pray, help us say this, but bro, you're kind of wrong. The TikTok that we're doing was created in China. That's why it's called TikTok. You know that, right? That's not English. It was created in China. Came from China and came over here and blew up like crazy. That's why Donald Trump tried to ban it because of BLM and all that stuff.
And there's so many different stuff that, first of all, you can.
So you say we just need regulation, right?
Pretty much.
So we need people like him who's supposed to be in charge to do their job.
So just like TikTok, you can't just get on the internet over in China and search certain things because it's filtered out, it's blocked because they don't want you to. A, know something that you shouldn't know.
No, or things that they don't want you to know.
Or B, it's start find out something that is controversial to their religious beliefs over there.
Yeah, their religious beliefs, their worldview, and the way they operate. That's how they
just like you're not gonna find in India. Half clad dressed women all over their TV because they don't believe in that.
Exactly. That's how they work. That's how their state, their country works. That's the difference.
You're not going to have women.
You can do that.
You're not
going
to have women all over TV talking and whatnot.
Let's be real. You're not going to have them all out in India. Not going to have them just doing that.
You're not going to have their hair uncovered.
You're not going to have their hair completely uncovered. And things like that.
So yes, it's gonna be filtered and banned.
But that's
against their culture. You're not gonna have women sexual innuendo videos all over their TV and all over their computers. No.
I mean, we have it here because you know that's
freedom of speech.
Exactly. Conservatives call freedom. Freedom. We had that.
Now, I don't know if Mayor Eric Adams is a right winger or if he's
just panicking,
but hey, Mayor Adams, it's your problem. Work on fixing it.
Thank you. As Trey was saying, you're the mayor of the city. You can, in your city, you're the hit. You're the power.
Thank you.
You can create
Laws and bills. Just think about.
Or you can create systems in your city.
Exactly.
That, hey, might just get passed in other city if they work and they prove to be a
just
thing.
Just think about this. Think about this type of shit that's going on.
You can create committees to basically, hey, this is our problem. This is the problem that we see. I need a committee just to focus on this problem. Boom! Here we go.
This is how crazy it sounds. Because picture this as an example. Because I want you to understand how ridiculous this sounded was going on. Think about how those times you had those big wigs come down to your job and sort of people.
The CEO complaining about what I'm complaining about.
And you go in there and y'all in the break room and you talking about man. We need some new computers
and
here. We need some good supplies. We need, you know what? We also just need, some wages raised, man. That's something. And the CEO said, y'all, we need to be able to have new computers and raise the wages. I mean, somebody need to raise the wages up in here. Man, somebody need to do that. Because if somebody, that would be the best thing that you could possibly do.
What about it right there?
Yep. That would be the best thing we can possibly do. We can, if we can wage raises, that would be pretty good. Well, bro, aren't you the CEO of the company who had complete control?
Mm-hmm.
So, how about you start getting us new computers and raising the wages.
So,
well, he says, you know, what we want to do is we want to pray about it.
So basically,
see, no, bro, don't pray.
So basically,
you don't do the work.
So that's so basically, that's the end of this video.
Pretty much the end of this video.
Now, just to help solve your issue with the kids, how about you don't want them to be on TikTok? You mad that they on TikTok? Give them a fucking film programs in public schools. Give them screenwriting program courses.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Give them
some outlets where they can use it. You see them that they want to be on these TikToks and things like that. You know what needs to be done for all these TikToks?
Give them, hold up. Give them the ability to learn how to make movies and...
I was about to say that.
And video games and all the shit that you want.
Give them these classes.
Hey, you wonder why they're so depressed? Give them therapy in school.
Instead of trying to take away counselors and things and saying, well, you got to talk with your parents. Your parents got to deal with it. No, sometimes your parents may be at work and don't have the ability to always be there.
Hire counselors in school.
Have the counselors do that. Have the counselors
and
be there.
And I'm not talking about not just the school, not counselor just for academic.
Academic.
You can have counselors in the school that are that
your mental health.
Because they used to have that.
Exactly. Like,
not just have them come when a tragedy come in, the grief counselor. No.
No.
Just have the counselor on staff. You can implement that, dumbass. You're
exactly. Or maybe have a grief counselor who ain't just dead when some tragedy happened. Because guess what? Tragedies happen every goddamn day.
And it might not happen in the school.
And it ain't a damn in the school. Maybe mom passed away because she had cancer. Mine did.
Or some parent going through a major illness.
Hey, maybe dad got fired from his job or let go because, hey, money reasons, right? That's a problem. Now, you know, you may not be able to go to that vacation and shit like that. You may be wanting the kid, 9-10-year-old kids, get hurt by that. You know?
Go talk
to people. Hash that out.
You can have counselors, and I'm not talking about one counselor for 55 million schools.
You shouldn't have one counselor in a school of 500.
You shouldn't have one counselor for 15 different school districts, okay. And none of them, and they all over the fucking city.
And they all over the fucking city, so they be burnt out and barely give a shit. No.
So this counselor here only once a fucking month, pretty much.
Had them there. Had them be there. Had them talk to people. Had multiple ones there.
Get programs where you tell them about the drug use and exactly. How bad it is and what you it can do.
It's like you see these TikToks. Like
ban the bodegas for selling the marijuana.
Exactly.
Hey,
here you go. Guess what? You can't open up during school hours.
Or you can't sell these particular products during this time.
During these time periods. So 8 o'clock in the morning can't be sold. So when the kids are at where? Supposedly at school, yeah, you're going to be open. And if you're selling to school kids or anybody who winds up getting them to goddamn school kids.
First of all, if you're not a licensed distributor,
you can't sell shit anyway.
You shouldn't be selling marijuana any fucking
exactly.
way.
Exactly. You're not a licensed distributor. You can't sell it anyway. Right?
If you ain't a dispensary, you shouldn't be selling it anyway.
Crack down on those individuals who have license. You gotta be a full dispensary. You can't... Your grandmama can't sign up and get a license the next day and don't have a goddamn business where she's gonna be dispensing the damn shit because she's gonna grow weed and smoke it.
Right. Have tougher drug regulations.
Have tougher gun and drug regulations. Seriously, ban these AR-15 style weapons.
So basically,
do your job.
I'm not saying a lot of people are just because they got a little weed on them, but for you just selling weed,
down on those who just have licenses and not really using it. And they just trying to grow it and smoke it. you know? No, banned old dispensaries for selling to young kids.
Or you
lock them up.
You gotta have, just like you can't just go to the store and buy cigarettes. You gotta have, you gotta show your ID.
You gotta show your ID, you gotta show your license.
And then you gonna say, okay, well, you can fake ID.
Not really. Not really. Guess what? Can't fake Maryland's. Seriously, that's what you gotta do. Well, do like they did in Maryland. You can't fake Maryland's ID. Wonder why? Because they got secret, got codes and shit on them. But it's like with American money. You can't fake these new dollar bills. Why do you think they still, if they faking money, they still faking that old shit that's still circulating.
That's why I said you can, as the mayor, you can implement programs and start programs and laws.
Start funding these inner city schools. Start creating classes like, you know, that will help people with these TikToks. They like these TikToks. Well, guess what? You may use that to parlay that into a job.
Thank you.
You know, how about, you know, video editing? Because you need to be able to edit those
video
videos.
Video production.
You need to be able to produce these damn TikToks, right? You need that. Guess what? How about lighting? Guess what? We had how many goddamn classes on fucking lighting?
If you want kids.
And guess what?
If you want.
You do that and you certify them, that can be used for what?
You want them to just not use it, just be.
You but teach if they're interested in that.
And that's the interest of.
You can
being
say.
Being a content creator. Teach them how to be a talk show a host.
Exactly.
Because you're hosting something.
Exactly. You see
teach them
TikTok,
how
like,
to.
You want TikToks? Oh, let me see your videos. Oh, that's a good lighting right there. Like, why are you sitting there just doing the TikTok shit and you can go out there and make millions of dollars? And like, go and get a part of our lighting program and you get a certification in that shit. And guess what? We hook you up.
You got
we hook
job
you up and we'll be able to give you an internship paid. Internship. And you can have a job coming straight out of high school, 18 years old, into
the career field.
The career field.
Of your dreams.
Exactly. You do lighting for that. That would look pretty nice with that. Oh, you bet you edited that video for TikTok? You can become a video editor.
And edit Scorsese's movie.
Exactly. Oh, here's a good thing. Also,
you
want to edit these videos? How about you teach other people
how to edit
these videos?
You like music? You like singing?
You like singing? You can edit music into it. You can be a part of a music program. You can teach them.
You like singing? You like dancing? Teach dance a bit.
Straight soon as you come out of high school, you can be teaching younger kids how to video edit.
You can become a dancer.
You can do things. Get off your ass and stop blaming shit.
Instead of having if you put it in put it in schools where it's an elective, where kids can take it, and they ain't gotta be charged $50,000 to go to the program to do it, honey.
You know?
You're New York. I'm surprised y'all don't just offer that in just every regular goddamn
Everybody
school.
Talk about New York and all this good shit about New York.
Hold up. No, first of all, how about I'm surprised New York just don't have that in every school.
Exactly.
Because it's the hub. One of the.
Just about to say, it's a hub.
It's the first or second. The second hub for
film and movies.
You got the fucking Broadway there. So you
they got literal Broadway there.
So you mean to tell me. Y'all don't just
how many movies, TV shows, and everything just get filmed in New York?
So you
don't need to use a fucking drone. You ain't teach these kids how to do that. Teach these kids how to do shit.
So you mean to tell me, in all your inner city schools, you not your specialty school?
Not the specialty schools. Not the
that's already focused on
not
that.
The specialty schools, not the PWIs,
not the specialty school where that is focused already. Like for here in Maryland, Maryland School of Arts,
Maryland School of Arts,
that's already focused on
but
that.
But guess what?
But you got all
do you just can you just enroll in the Maryland School
no,
of Arts?
No, you cannot, not here.
You can't enroll in the enroll in.
You had to audition and show what your talent
hold
is.
Hold up. So you guys already had talent and skill to get into
the program.
The program. You can't just say, hey, you know what?
Well, I'm interested
my kid is interested in it. You got anybody there that is going to, you know, help my kid
explore
out.
Explore it and nurture it and get it out of them. No.
No, you have to have already talent in there because they're looking for people who are like 99% of the way there and they just want to throw you into like a classroom so you can go ahead and do the writing portion and get the hell out of there. And they can say, oh, we got this person. Well, they did 99% of the work outside the shit. Only thing you did is let them write on a damn test and call it a day.
Or you show them some other techniques that they might not specialize techniques or whatever.
Exactly. But if they already damn near there, why the hell? No.
You got kids that got natural talent but can't get into school of the arts.
Exactly.
Because they're only allowed to have so many students in the school.
Exactly. And I'm about to say that. And then that's about to say, what about just barely having enough students in the school? Well, if you have the kids already in the school to learn this shit, and you can have these kids who are graduating from your school.
And you say, well, that's going to cut, that'll interfere with that'll cheapen those type of schools. No, when it will make those schools become more, oh, we got to step up our game.
I'm about to say that. What you talking about? It will make those schools have to step up their game. That means that they
going
to
push out more and more creative kids.
They have to push out more and more creative kids. They can't just be denying people and grandfathering them in there. Oh, your grandma came here and she donated money, so you can come in here. Your granddad is one of the directors here. Come on in.
Or if the kid that wants to do learn those things, they don't got to feel like, well, shit, I can't go get into that school.
That's the point about being too exclusive.
Right.
You can't be like that. That's why you had to.
That's what. Look, trust me. Trust me. I wanted to go to the school that was for film production, but I couldn't get into that school because I already know how to do any of that.
You didn't know how to already do it.
So I couldn't have a film reel to show them.
But say they gonna want a whole film reel, video edited, produced, and all that stuff.
Or if I wanted to go there for screenwriting. I never wrote
a screenplay.
I got a little essay, but it's not a screenplay.
It's not a screenplay. It's a certain style they're looking for. You don't have already had the basic knowledge and everything else down. And then you have to beat out the person who got the whole film studio in their home and have video editors and writers and all that together. And they just perform a Marvel movie right before your eyes, and they're gonna get in first. All right, hey, yeah, here's my Marvel movie right here.
You know,
well, you already know how to do the work. Yeah, I just want to be here.
Okay, for instance, like they have singing. Yeah, I can sing. I got the talent to sing, but I have to audition. I messed up.
Some people get stage fright,
and I messed up the audition. So that means I can't get into that school. I had to wait to a whole school cycle or whatever.
Exactly. But if you and learn it in school.
Or if I'm in my regular school and they offer acting, singing.
Exactly.
You might have to take a little audition, but you know what? Not really.
Not really.
I could take that as an elective class and take that class and be happy with that class.
Exactly. And you can work on it because, hey, maybe it's a class. You can
right, that I chose to do.
And now you
can,
if you get a little stage fright, and then the instructor can help you get over that stage fright.
And then, because I know when I got to choose a class, I'm like, yeah, I really want to do, because it's something I really want.
Why I'm so interested in all this politics and shit? Why? Because Northwestern has something called the journalism program. I didn't audition for it. It was thrown at me. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, I did. I had this suit elected. And I didn't want to do computers because it was archaic at the time. And I didn't want to do ROTC. So I had to choose one. So journalism popped up. I think my mom or somebody, whoever the fuck, threw me into journalism. And now, you see, I can't stop talking about fucking politics.
So it's something that I get to choose, and I'm really interested. And then you can't have
that class awakened in me a love of something that I didn't even know was there.
Yep.
Just happened to be offered.
Right, and then making the classes fun and making it relevant. That's what it's about, sir. You can do that. You can do that. That means
cultivating and working.
That means you're gonna have to restructure these schools and hire
people.
And hire not just hire a random Joe. Hire qualified instructors and get rid of all these bullshit ass instructors that you have. Because you got some schools got some bullshit ass teachers.
Oh, and another thing, it means you have to do something called put funding into those inner city schools. You know, the PWIs.
It was a school that was went viral because it got all types of shit and biggest shit and looked like a goddamn college campus.
But guess what? A lot of white people there.
And it's a fucking high school. They got all types of programs, classes. Yep,
because they got all this funding going.
They got four different cafeterias and four different gyms and three, and this gym is for this.
Can you think about that? Something like that being an inner city school?
It got a gym for this. It's a gym for wrestling. It's a gym for basketball. It's a gym for this and it's a gym for that. It's a wing for this and it's a wing for that. Well, what the fuck kind of, is this a campus or is it a fucking, is a college or a high school?
Exactly. Because
that's some shit that I expect at a college, that it have a wing for.
But what was high school supposed to be for? It's supposed to be college prep, right? That's what I was told. Prepare you for college. Because
this school was set up so like it was a college. They had a wing for music. So the girl said, oh, this is where you can go play the flute, the drums, the da 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 da, and who in the high. This is what, and this side is where you can go how to produce the music and put the music together.
Exactly.
I said, well, goddamn. Then she take you over to this is the drama section of the school where you can do acting and stage plays. And oh, we have stage plays every month. We have a stage play and it's a full on production with lights and cameras and this and that. I said, well, goddamn.
If you start giving kids outlets to do shit,
these kids, they coming out as fucking top.
Exactly. If you give kids these outlets, give them things. You should give them, like, drama school back in there anyway.
And they ask the kids, are there any, what about fight? What fights? The kids.
Of course they don't. They're taking all that out. They're taking all that outlet.
They're like, we don't really have, yes, we have, of course we got.
Of course you always have some fights.
Petty squabble. But she said overall, we too busy enjoying our classes to do any, you know.
Because of that.
That's the one.
That's why if you invest into the inner city.
And I don't know, I forgot where they said the goddamn school is, but it's some rural cut state.
Exactly.
It's in a rural state.
A red state somewhere.
Somewhere down south. I think it's south. It's somewhere down south.
Yeah. But it's gonna be one of those PWIs.
It's pretty much an all white state. All white city.
An all white city in the most whitest of all places. Right?
But it's still a rural type place, but it's still.
But you get all the. But that part gets all the funding.
Yeah.
You see that, they tried to beautify the area. They put money into it, they invest into it.
The kids got gourmet. They got.
Because they invest.
She said the cafeteria is like 4 or 5 parts of the cafeteria. What kind of shit is this?
Because they invest in those neighborhoods.
And they talk about real food. And they ain't talking about the
cookie cutter processed shit.
They talking about when they got spaghetti, it's real spaghetti. It's real cook back there. Cooks back there cooking up the shit. You got pizza day is real pizza. And it's real.
Trust me, we live here in Towson, I know that they are real cooks. You like my grandmother's food? I'm talking about Curl. My other one's gone. So, you know. You like her food? When she cooks? When we had it for Thanksgiving? That one time? You want to know why you like it? Because she is a cook. Certified. And was cooking for Goucher College. Right around the street from us, right here. Yeah. Now, yes, I do have type of people like that in my family. a lot of live cooks in my family, certified cooks.
And this is the thing, like, this is a school, and I'm bringing this school up because you talking about how the kids are so fucking screwed over. Look at this school. Where the fuck the kids screwed over at in that school?
Exactly, because you had the funding and investment.
And the school is big and beautiful. It's bitch clean as a goddamn whistle.
Exactly. If you put funding and you put investment,
and the kids are very proud of this school. They're proud to say they go to this school.
Of course, because you care about it. If you care about the inner city and you put the investment, you put the time in there, and you build up the inner city. Now, if you go out there and tell these organizations, hey man, you ain't paying no minimum wage, you know, $7.50, you gotta pay them a livable wage, gotta be able to live.
Y'all in fucking New York. You got TV studios right there.
Right next
you
door.
You got Broadway right walking there. Distance. Right there at near some of these fucking schools.
It's 12 o'clock midnight. Late show would be on, but they protesting. But
the strike.
Yeah, the protest. But it would be on.
See, I want to go up to New York because I want to go support the rioters because without these motherfuckers, there you go. Prime example. You got motherfucking kids that know how to write scripts and shit like that. Show them, get connected.
I believe you see them on what they're doing on TikTok.
Writing little comedy. There's a young man on TikTok now writing little comedy skits and shit.
Exactly. They writing comedy sketches. These shits look like full production.
Got characters and everything.
You got full production, characters and everything. And they doing this all in like 3 minutes. You can edit and do all that and cast and put makeup on and all that shit in 3 minutes. Light this shit up like that. Why is you using that talent to get you some paper?
First of all, you in New York, sir, you have access to millions of dollars just by going to this. Hey, I need you as CBS, NBC.
I was about to say,
can you invest in TV school? The drama department. Can you
speak about? You got that degree?
Yes.
Right for Full Sail.
Yeah.
What's the pipeline for Full Sail?
WWE.
WWE is a pipeline for Full Sail. I guarantee 100% that person who flew that drone was from Full Sail.
Yep.
I can guarantee it. They're from Full Sail.
Or they went to
Full Sail. They got a degree from Full Sail University. You flew that drone. If you know what I'm talking about, you know there's a backlash. It was a premium event. They were looking for...
And matter of fact, I seen that listing when WWE put it up there.
They put it up there while you graduated. So they knew about using this motherfucking drone for Puerto Rico well beforehand.
They were looking for film production person, but specialized in drone footage.
Yup, drone footage. Specialized in drone footage. Well beforehand. She knew about this. We knew about this. Because guess what? That was an internship.
But I don't know how. I don't know how to fly a drone. Well, no, it's not that I don't know how to fly a drone. I never had a drone to know how to fly and get video footage. But if it ain't hard to get the drone and take the and shoot
basically
and
fly around.
But it's how you capture the picture from that drone and edit it together.
Right.
Oh, well, we gotta go because his phone about to die. So,
yeah.
Stop bitching and make shit happen. Thank you.
Stop bitching and get to work. Do your job. You're the one in charge. Like I said with the CEO, you're the one in charge. Make things happen. Stop bitching and do things. We give you so many ideas out there. And you in New York, use those inner city schools and be a pipeline for all those damn fucking TV shows and
TV
shit
network,
like and networks down there. You got every damn thing in New York. How the fuck you can't make this damn school a pipeline for
these schools, and not just one school, all the city schools.
If I was mayor, I would do it immediately.
You would tie those. You would make CBS, NBC, and everything that's up in New York.
You would tie it.
You would force them to be tied to the inner city
schools
to get the money into that way. Hey, CBS, you need fucking future directors, showrunners, and all this shit.
Writers. Your shit went on strike. Hey, look at that school real quick.
Find the motherfucking literature department at
these
schools. Fund drama department at this school. Fund the fashion department. Exactly. Create a fashion club at this school where kids learn how to sew and make clothes.
Exactly.
For New York Fashion Week.
Yeah, these costumes and clothes and shit like that. Do stuff like that. Just get up and do stuff. Enough just praying. Bible says faith without works is dead. All he said was death.
And that goes for California too. You got all them network, all them studios.
Oh, yeah, definitely California. You got Hollywood down there, period.
You got Hollywood down there, period. You got fucking actors.
You got Hollywood down there, period. All the actors and TV shows and movies.
You tie all that shit to them schools.
Tie it to the schools and have programs for the inner city schools.
And I ain't talking about just the one that's right there next to the street.
In the PWIs. Get them black kids. Anyway, like I said, this is going to be where we end the podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and of course, share the podcast. Give us a 5-star rating. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. The link to my support is available there as well. As little as $1 a month is definitely beneficial. Definitely go out there. Listen definitely right now for Spotify and definitely things like that. Like, comment on that. You know, share it. The more you listen on Spotify, the more you do on Spotify, the better. Anyway, later, guys.